You're listening to SBS News.
Refugee Esmat Ansari calls Melbourne home, but says half her body remains in Iran with the son she hasn't seen in years.
If you're mom, you have to understand me. That is a long time. That is 8 years I didn't see my son.
Because the 50-year-old arrived by boat in 2013, she isn't eligible for a permanent protection visa and is barred from applying to bring her son to Australia.
The government helped me about medicine, about psychology, about everything, but that is not enough. Not enough. What can I do? Nothing.
A new report released by the Human Rights Law Centre accuses the Australian government of deliberately using family separation to punish refugees and to deter them from seeking safety in Australia. Senior lawyer Josephine Langbian says refugees are being forced to choose between their safety and health and being with their loved ones.
This report exposes the different methods that the Australian government is using to prevent people from reuniting with their families, and it draws on expert evidence from international barristers and expert doctors.
The report found family separations were physically and emotionally harmful. It's come as no surprise to Behrouz Bouchani, a former detainee of Australia's offshore processing centre on Manus Island.
This system is using the children to put pressure on the parents. And that is a very inhuman and immoral behavior and act by the system.
Josephine Langbian says the report also found family separations were illegal under international law.
Contrary to human rights standards, including the right to a family life, and the rights of the child, which require governments to really put the best interests of children at the heart of every decision. It's also the case that the harm that these families are suffering as a result of being separated is so severe that in some circumstances it can amount to torture.
The founder of Refugee Voices, Ahmed Hakim, is calling for the government to take a different approach.
I believe the system, current system, is very inhumane, where it's punishing people just because seeking asylum, and we need to change it because it doesn't reflect the Australian community and doesn't reflect our value.
Child and family psychiatrist Dr. Sarah Mayers says Australians treasure their children and that the children of refugees should be treasured too.
We really need to be thinking more kindly, more generously, and more protectively about the children who've come here seeking asylum, so that they also have opportunities to grow up and to meet their full potential and to contribute.
An Immigration Department spokesperson says Australia's strong border policy settings remain steadfast, and that regional processing, temporary protection visas, and limitations on family reunion aim to deter people from relying on people smugglers and encourage people to take lawful migration pathways to Australia. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.